shafted by the suits, there are over 4.7 million good people like me. 0 hours, locum, agency, gig economy workers. People who care, clean and provide valued services. People who from necessity genuinely plan for most eventualities, but could never plan for a pandemic. That's for governments, the big people. Sadly, the rancid suits that now run the UK aren't fit to walk dogs. They don't care about the low paid, the vulnerable, the poor. Or me. Coronavirus now means I'm not working, and have to self-isolate. It was an instant decision, based on a duty of care to me. I've been around the houses, but it was a shock. I almost threw up, not with fear, but by the powerlessness of it all. And the sadness, because I work with vulnerable people, and really like my job. No work for me means having to claim benefits. The last few days has involved numerous calls and hours on the phone, to hopefully receive a pittance. And to build up more debt, because the Tories are not going to bail me out, and the millions like me, as they did the bankers. Benefit claiming is like a complex maze. I really feel so sorry for the vulnerable and those whose main language is not English. It must be hell. And then I hear about that human vomitarium, Akari and Duncan Smith, who says that universal credit payments should now be speeded up, after he brutally slowed them down. They say you couldn't write it. This madness need not be. I don't blame the virus, I blame all those politicians and so-called labor movement leaders who for the past 40 years implemented cuts, or refused to fight them. Capitalists and cowards united as one. They will be to blame for all the needless carnage we will face. I have a friend in hospital recovering from an operation. Her post-operation monitors are held together by sticking plasters. That says it all. Steve Nally, Lambeth, South London.